Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, and welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. In this one, I'm going to talk about your stars, September 22. Listen to previous podcasts that are your stars. You'll know that I go through each sign of the zodiac and do a little predictive scenario for the month of September. Where are the planets? How are they aligned? And how are they in your solar chart? I always suggest that you look not only at your sun sign, but also at your rising sign. So let's start with Aries. So currently in September, the planets are lined up in Virgo, encouraging everyone to get healthy and active, but particularly Aries, as these planets are falling in the sixth house, which is the house of your health and well-being in your solar chart. So you really need to set up some healthy routines. Get yourself to a gym if you like the gym. Book yourself in for a medical checkup. But just do any activity that gets your body moving. By the way, you can also find your stars on my website, so you can tune into them, usually a couple of weeks before the beginning of the month. Taurus, it's time to plan some fun. So your ruling planet Venus is moving into your fellow Earth sign Virgo in the playful fifth house of your solar chart. So this equals playtime, but you might have to schedule it rather than be spontaneous. So sit down with your diary or your digital planner and plot some creative corners or some fun activities. Gemini. Once again, your ruling planet Mercury is heading retrograde. It's going retrograde from September 10 till early October. Every time this happens, it affects a different sector of your solar chart, depending on where it is in the year. So this month sees you pondering your relationship with children, creative projects, and romantic aspirations. Now, it may be that if something's recently started, that you're now going back and rethinking these things. The sun is lighting up home and family matters, so maybe you're juggling household duties while also trying to have some fun. Perhaps you're in two minds about a family issue. While Mercury heads backwards, you need to pause before taking any action. That's the usual modus operandi for you, Gemini, and for Virgo, whenever Mercury heads backwards. So Cancer, September sees you focus on your purpose. So are you in the right profession? Do you need to make adjustments? Is now the right time to leap to something else if you're not happy where you are going? As always, use the moon as your guiding light. Also, the sun is in the third house of your solar chart, and this means that you are also able to undertake short courses or seek professional advice or do some training, or maybe just take a short break, you know, go on a short journey somewhere where you can just get a different mindset, if you like, kind of get a different perspective on what's going on in your life at the moment. Leo, well, last month was hopefully fun, and maybe a cause or even more than one cause for celebration. Now you need to check your budget, particularly if you overspent. So money matters are the focus in September. Perhaps it's time to do your yearly bookkeeping. If you've been putting it off for more than a year, then it's definitely time to do your bookkeeping. Or maybe you're ready to work on your money mindset. The law of attraction is a powerful one, and so you are well able to attract your desires at the moment. So if you've also been saving for a much desired possession or a trip or an occasion, then September probably sees you pay the down payment, or maybe you're actually finishing off an afterpay. In a future podcast, I'm going to talk about seasons of the sun, because what you'll notice, well, you notice it definitely when it's me writing the horoscopes, but what you'll notice if you listen to them is there's a pattern. And so before each birthday year or each birthday, you'll find that there's a period of rest before you come into a period of, you know, self-expression. So for instance, the sun, just before it goes into Virgo, for all Virgos, it'll be a time of kind of just slowing down. It's a good time to slow down and ponder. But Virgo, the sun is going into Virgo, so it's your season to focus on your own health and happiness. And how do you do this? You make sure that your daily habits are conducive to good health and a satisfying lifestyle. Now, this is a really interesting one because recently I've been listening to podcasts, and I've been listening to some of my fellow business women and their lovely podcasts. And I've been thinking, oh, yes, I do that okay. And oh, yes, I do that okay. But the one thing that I picked up that I probably don't do is look at or make time in my busy schedule for health and happiness. Virgo, this is your time to get to the gym, change your diet, give up any bad habits if you're smoking or something like that, or maybe take on board a new hobby or pastime that's actually very mentally stimulating. Now, there's no rush because your ruling planet, as I said for Gemini, is retrograde from September 10th to October 3rd. So you've got some time to plan or to book in to your diary or to make way. I mean, sometimes when you change your diet, you can gradually ease into it rather than overnight going, now I'm going to do this. So take a moment, think about what's going to be really conducive to you being happy and healthy, and then plan it. Libra, you're often in two minds, needing to balance different aspects of your life. This month sees you weighing up when to retreat and when to socialize. So on the one hand, your social calendar is filling up fast, and yet you also feel the need to rest and reflect. So it's important to plan a little bit of both, to plan some time out after you've been socializing. Now, the really positive and expansive planet, Jupiter, is lighting up the seventh house of your solar chart, which is the marriage sector. So if you're single, you could be drawn to a serious marriage contender. Or if you're already married, then you're likely to focus on issues that are connected to a partner, personal or business partner. Jupiter in the seventh house of your solar chart can also mean that legal matters may also come to light. This is not necessarily anything dire. It can just be the signing of contracts or something like that. Scorpio, some months are busier than others. They demand a pace that is supercharged. And September sees you experience such a month. So your ruling planet Mars is in Gemini, which is really all about taking two directions or reaching a fork in the road or needing to kind of split your energy between two things. So it's also saying that you might need to actually make some adjustments and move forward on plans that have been on the back burner. You also need to network this month, so link up with friends and work colleagues and let them know of your plans and perhaps engage their help. If you do find yourself facing that fork in the road with two options to move forward, then maybe seek some advice or get somebody from the outside looking in to kind of help you. There's no need to rush into anything. I always believe that it's really not wise to rush into anything when there's a choice. But just be aware of the two different options or the two different paths that might open up this month. So Sagittarius, it's your professional life that's highlighted this month. So this means that you are busy, focused on work matters. You might even be making decisions about where you want to go with your career. You may receive a promotion, have extra duties, extra responsibilities, or have a project or a product launch. There's just something that's saying, okay, here's your professional life, here's where you're generally going in this direction, and are you happy with it? And if you are, then you could get a real boost, and if not, you might make some changes. It could also be that recent office politics is triggering a change of direction. So if you're happy with your life direction, then really enjoy being at the top of your game. But if you're not, then maybe think about where you could go differently, what path you could take differently. This could also affect not just your career, but parenting and any role that you have in the public. Now, what's a public role? Could be the opportunity to be president of the local stamp club or a secretary of the local travel group. Capricorn, you've heard of that saying, champagne tastes on a beer budget. Well, this is your theme for September. No matter what your budget or your lifestyle, you are keen to spread your wings and fly, and you are counting the costs. So perhaps you're planning travel to a foreign country or taking time off work for a sabbatical or a study course. On the other hand, you might just be redoing your budget as a part of planning for a change of lifestyle, maybe retirement or as I said, a long holiday. In September, you have the wind beneath your wings and you can move forward on some of your more expansive goals. Aquarius, sometimes you feel restless and don't know why. Well, the planets are aligned for change and your restlessness is a sign that it's time to do things differently. Maybe step it up a notch. You may need to juggle your time and money. Investing more in your primary partnership could be a good thing this month. Or you may need to reassess your financial investments. It's a change of seasons in one or more areas of your life. If you're feeling like the changes are a little bit too bumpy, just take a deep breath and trust that you have the fortitude to ride them out. Pisces, interesting September because it sees you focus on your marital status. If you're single, then it's time to settle whether you're truly happy or not. If you are, then you can continue on your merry way. But if not, then you need to make some changes or seek some ways to meet that special someone. If you're already in a committed relationship, then you're likely to settle whether or not you are truly happy. And again, make the adjustments to ensure your personal satisfaction. It's very easy in a long-term relationship to kind of, as I call it, shove things under the carpet. And that's all well and good because life is busy and it's not always the right time to tackle relationship issues. But for Pisces, September is your month to do that. Legal contracts are also highlighted this month. So make sure whatever this legal contract is, whether it's a big one or a relatively small one, that you obtain all the details before agreeing to something that could backfire further down the track. If in doubt, ask an expert. That's it for all sun signs during September. But for all of us, we just need to note that Mercury is retrograde. And you might want to go back to one of my previous podcasts on the positive side to Mercury retrograde and listen to that evergreen podcast. Or just note that if you have a big decision pending, it's sometimes good to just ponder on it while Mercury is retrograde, which is from September 10 to October 3rd or thereabouts, and not make a decision if you can, if it doesn't harm your case, not make a decision until you're ready to move forward or until that planet changes direction. So that's it from me for your stars for September. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.